Thank you. That was beautiful. In just a few moments, we're going to sing that wonderful hymn, "Let Us Break Bread Together." Together. That's the word. We gather at this table, we come together to break bread, to drink the cup, to praise the Lord. In that passage from Matthew that Jim read, his account of the Last Supper, am I the only one that is, it strikes as rather odd that Judas has such a prominent role? Have you ever stopped to think about the fact that the man who was about to betray him was served by Jesus? In fact, John gives us more details about the Last Supper than the other gospel writers. And remember what the first thing Jesus did that night when they gathered in the upper room? He washed their feet. He washed the feet of the man who was about to betray him. He served the man who was about to betray him with humility and grace. What does that say to us? I mentioned the fact that we're so divided as a nation. Is it exaggerating to say that we may be more divided than at any point since the Civil War? Is that going too far? I know there have been turbulent times through the years. At the beginning of the Civil War, when Abraham Lincoln was taking the oath of office, several southern states had already seceded from the Union. The nation was at the brink of war. There was a deep divide. And this is what Abraham Lincoln said: "We're not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break the bonds of affection. The mystic chords of memory will swell when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature." Wow. The better angels of our nature. That's what happens when we gather at this table. We are called to the better angels of our nature. One of the most beautiful cities in Germany is Rothenburg. It's an old medieval town. In fact, it is the best preserved medieval city in all of Germany. Now, 20 years ago, a number of us traveled to Germany to the Passion Play at Oberammergau, and some of you remember that we walked the walls of Rothenburg the first night we were there. It's a charming city with walls continuing to surround the city and towers and old medieval houses. But without a doubt, the highlight of this charming, enchanting German city is the great cathedral. It is St. Jacob's Cathedral, that goes back to the 14th century. Now that cathedral, of course it was Catholic, but after the Reformation it became a Lutheran church. But it had one of the holy relics. Many, many churches back in those times would gather holy relics. And according to tradition, you can go to St. Jacob's Church and you can see an actual drop of blood from the crucifixion. according to tradition. Now, I don't think many people really believe that, but that's really not important. Because what is important is this stunning, powerful, 35-foot hand-carved altar that holds that little drop of supposedly the blood. It is called the Altar of the Holy Blood. It's 500 years old. It is hand-carved by a German carver named Tilman Riemenschneider, who is considered to be the Michelangelo of wood carvers in Europe of his day. That thing is absolutely stunning. It is 35 feet high, and the attention to detail is just phenomenal. You can stand there and see the veins in the disciples' hands. You can see the curly locks of their hair. You can see the details in their eyes. It is without question the artistic highlight of Rothenburg. It is the most spectacular wood carving in all of Germany. And I had the opportunity, Joyce and I went and we sat there before this altar. Let me tell you what spoke to me beyond the beauty of the carving itself. It was a carving of the Last Supper. We've all seen pictures of the Last Supper. Well, this was a carving, a wood carving. The thing that struck me is the disciple who was closest to Jesus. Now, in most of the paintings you see, who is it? It's Simon Peter. It's John, the beloved disciple. Somebody said it was Mary Magdalene. Don't believe that either. But you know who's closest to Jesus in this carving? It's Judas, the one who would betray him. The other interesting thing about that carving, and some of you remember seeing pictures of this in our Bible study, is that every year, at the conclusion of the Maundy Thursday service, the figure of Judas is removed. If you go on Good Friday or Saturday before Easter, you will see an empty space where Judas had been. But on Easter Sunday morning, Judas returns. It's one of the most powerful lessons in forgiveness. The man who was about to betray him, the man who left the upper room and went directly to the authorities, is the man who was the closest to Jesus. Let us break bread together. All of us, regardless of what has happened, friends, enemies. What did Abraham Lincoln say? We are not enemies. We must be friends. As we come to this table, we discover the better angels of our nature. I invite you to take your hymnal. We will stand and we will sing together. Let us break bread together.